From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghan officials say a suicide bomber is struck near Kabul's international airport, likely causing casualties. Initial reports say the bomber set off explosives today, damaging a foreign vehicle and two civilian vehicles. There's been no claim of responsibility. However, Taliban militants have carried out a series of attacks in Afghanistan since most foreign troops pulled out of the country last year. And now for the latest on the fight against the Islamic State militants, here's VOA's Heather Murdoch.
On Saturday, the U.S.-led coalition said it killed a senior Islamic State leader known as Abu Sayyaf and captured his wife, Sayyaf. Jan St-Pierre, the CEO of Berlin-based security consulting firm Mosikon, says the announcement was intended to deliver a psychological blow to the Islamic State to slow its momentum.
It is a blow, but an organization like ISIS, they usually have contingency plans. There's always somebody willing or ready to take over in case something happens.
In Washington, Defense Secretary Ash Carter said in a statement that the operation represents another significant blow to IS. Officials say Abu Sayyaf was also involved in managing the Islamic State's illegal oil trade that was once a significant source of funding for the group. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
An Egyptian court in Cairo has sentenced former President Mohamed Morsi and more than 100 others, defendants, to death for the 2011 mass prison break. Former president is also facing espionage charges. The Cairo court also issued a separate verdict against several top Muslim Brotherhood leaders for conspiring with Hamas and Hezbollah in organizing the prison break. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A suicide bombing in northeastern Nigeria killed at least 7 people, wounded 33 others on Saturday. Officials are saying the female attacker set off her explosives at a crowded bus station in Damaturu, the capital of Yobe State. Northeast Nigeria is the site of ongoing clashes with Boko Haram militants. Clashes between Houthi rebels and pro-government forces killed or injured dozens of people across South Yemen on Saturday, including civilians, while a humanitarian ceasefire is set to expire later today. The Houthis signed on to the tenuous 5-day truce initiated by Saudi Arabia, which has been leading an air campaign against the militant group since late March in support of the exiled president, Abid Rabu Mansour Hadi. Riyadh has repeatedly accused the Houthis of violating the ceasefire in the last week. Pope Francis met Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas Saturday, days after the Vatican said it was preparing to sign its first accord with the Palestinians in the near future. The news of the accord angered Israel, prompting a statement saying such a development does not further the peace process. President Abbas is in Rome for the canonization today of two 19th-century figures. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets today in Beijing with President Xi Jinping, capping a 2-day visit dominated by trade issues and territorial disputes, pitting China against a host of U.S. allies in Southeast Asia. Details of those talks have not been announced, but as VOA's Bill Ide reports, they follow warnings Saturday from Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi that Beijing maintains unshakable determination to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity.
China has been building up reefs and outcroppings at 7 sites in disputed waters in the South China Sea, constructing a military-sized airstrip on Fiery Cross Reef, and massively expanding their total area. The United States is concerned, and Secretary of State John Kerry repeated that view during a visit to Beijing Saturday following meetings with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi.
I urged China, through Foreign Minister Wang, to take actions that will join with everybody in helping to reduce tensions and increase the prospect of a diplomatic solution.
During his 2-day visit to Beijing, Secretary Kerry will meet with military and civilian leaders, including President Xi Jinping, on Sunday. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev has ordered the formation of a special commission to probe the failed launch on Saturday of a Russian rocket carrying a Mexican satellite into space. Probe announcement came just hours after the Proton-M rocket and its payload exploded in the skies over Kazakhstan about 8 minutes after liftoff.
That's the latest world news from VOA.